It's 10 past 8. This is Rodney's Moree FM with Brent and Jackie. And Carol's on the Canal at the Gulf Harbour Town Centre. It's on the 7th of December. Starts at 2:30. Santa's going to arrive by Coast Guard boat at 4:30, which is great. Live entertainment, including school choirs. Barbara Davison's going to be singing. And the Northern Performing Arts School will be there. Nice. And a sausage sizzle.
You saved the best till last day, Brent.
Yeah. I might even have, you know, tomato sauce or maybe... What's the other one? Barbecue sauce. Depends. I'm not really a fan of that, though.
So forget all the other entertainment. It's just straight to the barbecue for you,
I'll be right
friend.
There.
You know, you're a simple man, and I like that about
Paula
you.
Paula knows that, I go straight to the food.
Hello, Paula from
food.
Vets North. Hello. This is actually an interesting topic, and we were talking about this off-air as well, and talking about how, you know, in the world today, with the messages about antibiotics and superbugs and stuff like that, and it's actually a little bit scary, and the message has been drilled into us, and when you go to the doctor, that you get a course of antibiotics and that you finish it off.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
But I kind of didn't think about it in terms of the animal world, but it's the same, isn't it, Paula?
It is the same, and so there's twofold to this. One is when your animal is prescribed antibiotics, please finish them.
Yeah.
And if they're not working, please come back to the vet and let us know. But the flip side is understand that your animal will not always be prescribed antibiotics if there's no indication for antibiotics.
Just like people.
Yes. So there's a growing trend where people, you know, go to the doctor and expect to be prescribed antibiotics. And fortunately, the whole world has cottoned on to the fact that we have to protect these things. You know, as we found out, Jackie, it's less than 100 years since Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. We've only had these drugs for a very, very short time.
And before that, we died.
Yeah. Before that, you died.
Yeah.
And yet we have already managed to mess it up so much and abuse them so much that so many of them don't work anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have to consider ourselves custodians of the ones that we have left and use them appropriately. Mm. And a huge part of that is using them appropriately in animals so that resistant bugs aren't developing in the animal world that then cause issues for the human world.
Really? So there can actually be that crossover?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are drugs out there that as vets we are basically not allowed to use because they are reserved for these MRSA, these superbugs in humans, and we are not allowed to touch them because they don't want resistance building up.
Wow.
You know, personally, we've just had an incident. My husband's been in hospital for the best part of the last 3 weeks with an infection, and it's been a real eye-opener into what can happen when something doesn't respond to treatment the way you think it's going. He's had three or four surgeries now.
I know.
So it's been quite dramatic in our household, and it just brought it home to me. So the thing I wanted to stress to people is when I ask you to test your animal's urine or I want to send a sample off, I'm not just trying to spend your money. I'm trying to find out what is the best drug to use for your animal so that we get on top of it quickly and we don't waste drugs that aren't going to work. So there's an important reason why vets want to do diagnostic testing on your animal's urine. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, thing is, too, I mean, I hark back to Dexter the Wonder Dog. Getting pills down that dog, you'd be lucky to take half a course of drugs. And so he could be responsible.
There is that.
You know, for not actually taking all his course of drugs.
I do appreciate that.
Naughty, naughty dog. Seriously, it was uncanny the way he managed to unwrap half a pill that had been wrapped in a hunk of luncheon meat.
Exactly. I mean, you're putting anything in meat, most dogs just eat it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And cats are a whole other level as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And the bitiness. Yeah, exactly. So how can people get hold of you? Because I think that's such an important and good message. And also the one about definitely getting your animal tested. If you've got an unwell animal, how can someone get hold of you?
Yeah, so just give us a bell. And we'll at any of our clinics in Vets North, so 0800 VTS NTH or my number in Silverdale's 09869 3045, and we can talk it through with you.
And we wish Dan a speedy recovery
Thank
as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Poor Dan. All right, if you want to save money this Christmas, it's a bit of a grim message, but what you need to do is dump your partner.
Hey.
There's a new study out. It's put a dollar value on how much it costs you per year to be in a relationship. It's so much money. Seriously. It will shock you before 8:30. Dylan Turner.